steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
You said last week Thursday's your favourite day of the week. I think Wednesday.
Well, no, I didn't say...
Other than the weekend, of course.
Ridiculous. Obviously. No, see, I think you misinterpreted what I've said, and I'm not even sure what I meant. So that's probably not hard. But no, I said if I could have a day on repeat for the rest of my life, if I could be on Groundhog Day, bring on Thursday. It's a day of no expectations, I think. That's what it is.
I don't know, but then you'd be at work for the rest of your life. Why would you choose that?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people don't get out enough, and I may be one of those
people. You're one of those, clearly. So this is a list of celebrities' names who we didn't realise that they actually had a different real name. Okay, we didn't realise they had a stage name.
Okay, why don't you give me the real names, and I'll see if I can tell you who it is.
Okay, well, this first one, I'll start with an easy one that you should know.
All right.
Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta.
Is that Lady Gaga?
That is Lady Gaga.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Okay, right. This one I don't think you're going to know.
Okay.
Mark Sinclair.
Is it Mark Ronson?
No. It isn't a Mark.
Not a Mark.
It's not a Mark at all.
Is it also Lady Gaga?
It is. No. Mark Sinclair is Vin Diesel.
Get out.
Vin Diesel's real name is Mark Sinclair. How weird is that?
Mark Sinclair does not, and apologies to any Mark Sinclairs out there, Mark Sinclair does not sound like a tough.
That's what I've always thought. Like, my name doesn't sound like, you know, like a celebrity name. Why do all the people that are famous have really cool names? It's because they don't. They make them up. Vin Diesel, so I thought he was Vincent Diesel. I just assumed that was his name.
Hello. I'm accountant Vincent Diesel.
Why does he sound like that now?
I don't know.
Anyway, next one. Lydia Mironov.
Mironov? Oh.
Lydia Mironov.
Mironov sounds like... Is that Dame Helen Mirren? Because it sounds like Mirren.
Dame Helen Mirren, her real name.
I'm in the mindset now.
Lydia Mironov.
I'm winning this game.
There you go. I don't know why. Why would you, Lydia Mironov or Helen Mirren? Yeah. Like, why did you change it?
Just because, probably because people had issues spelling it.
Lydia.
Maybe.
Anyway, this is a very famous one.
Okay.
Maurice Micklewhite.
I don't know.
That's Michael Caine.
Get out.
Maurice Micklewhite is Michael Caine's real name. Another a Michael for you. Michael Douglas. I'm not talking about the Michael Douglas.
Hang on, what?
A famous person. Their real name is Michael Douglas.
Jim Carrey.
Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas.
Okay,
I'm assuming he did that to avoid confusion.
I feel like I'm not winning this game any longer.
Karen Johnson. Whoopi Goldberg.
Really? Whoopi's not her real name?
No, Whoopi Goldberg's real name is Karen Johnson. And finishing up with Eric Marlon Bishop.
Oh, Harold Bishop from Neighbours.
Yes.
Okay.
No, Eric Marlon Bishop is Jamie Foxx.
Really?
Jamie Foxx's real name, Eric Marlon Bishop. How weird. There you go.
Jamie Foxx is much cooler.
It is. And it's got two X's, so it's really cool.
Well, that's true. It's made up the spelling. Do you like my stage name?
What?
Darren DeMello is my stage name.
Right. What's your real name?
Aglius Gugliandoli.
Oh, I see why you changed it.
Nikki and DeMello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
A Fox News host in the States has told viewers live on air that he's not washed his hands in a decade.
That's disgusting.
Because germs are not a real thing, according to the quote. He says...
Is it Donald Trump?
No. They don't exist because they can't be seen by the naked eye, according to Peter Hegseth. He said he's improved his health since he stopped washing his hands because it was a way of inoculating himself. So what happens when some people get a little bit of information? They become dangerous, I think.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say to that. Does that mean air doesn't exist?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think wind is a real thing either.
No.
You can't see it. And you know what? Gravity's a scam. Not true.
It is.
Can't be. Can't see it. And you know what else? Hope. What is an Oreo?
Biscuit.
What sport demands your magic play?
Basketball.
And what animal do we associate with rottenness?
Fokker.
Ooh.
I'm going to accept that.
All right.
The dinging was still going, and to be fair, you took too long with your questions.
Well, you took too long with
your
questions.
You took up all the time.
No,
there was no time for Leslie to shine. Congratulations, Leslie. You scored yourself a double pass to Stan and Olio Reading Cinemas in Mandurah. Well done.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Also in the draw for a laptop and a car.
And I'm very sorry if I didn't let you shine this morning, Leslie.
97.3. Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Here's Nick.
Thank you. Starting off with some unfortunate news, actually. Justin Bieber is reportedly receiving treatment for depression. Apparently, his condition has nothing to do with his wife, Hailey Baldwin. He is very happy being married to her. Sources say he has good help around him and is receiving some treatment. He feels confident he will be better soon, adding he struggles a lot with the idea of fame. So, all the best to the Biebs. Hopefully, he gets better soon.
Yeah.
Now, Avril Lavigne and Nicki Minaj have teamed up for a new song.
What a combo.
Very odd combo. The song is called Dumb Blonde.
I ain't no dumb blonde. I am a freaking cherry blonde.
I am a freaking cherry bomb.
Yeah. I love it. Avril described the track as an anthem of self-love and female empowerment and is on her new album, Head Above Water, which is out on Friday. Now, George Clooney is defending Meghan Markle amid her never-ending media scrutiny. They're just chasing Meghan Markle everywhere. She's been pursued and vilified, he told Australia's Who magazine, adding she's a woman who is 7 months pregnant and has been pursued and vilified and chased in the same way that Diana was, and it's history repeating itself, and we've seen how that ends. Wow, that is very true.
Hadn't really thought about it like that, but yeah.
The poor thing.
Not nice.
And Cardi B is just doing what Cardi B does, really. She's deactivated her Instagram account after going on a rant, surprise, surprise, defending her Grammy win for Best Rap Album.
So hang on, defending her work.
Defending her it, yeah. Look, firstly, she was being slammed on social media after posting a video to Instagram thanking Tom Petty for sending her flowers for her Grammy win, which I imagine will be pretty hard for a man who has been dead for 2 years to do.
Yeah.
Apparently, they came with a note that read, "You've got a big heart, so big it could crush this town," which are lyrics from Petty's 1996 song, Walls. So, as you imagine, people jumped straight onto that online asking when someone's going to tell Cardi B that Tom Petty is dead. She then deleted the video and went on this rant before deleting her account.
I've been taking a lot of today. I'm seeing a lot of today, and I saw a lot of last night. And I'm sick of this. I worked hard for my mother album. I remember last year when I didn't want for Bodak Yellow, everybody was like, Cardi got snubbed, Cardi would have got snubbed. Now this year's a problem. My album went 2-time platinum, my I worked my off, locked myself in the studio for 3 months, my didn't want to sleep in my own bed, sometimes for 4 days straight, pregnant. While everybody was harassing me like, you're not going to do it, we know you're pregnant, your career's over.
I was going to say that escalated quickly, but that kind of really started
I don't think
right
it escalated.
It
stayed right up
there. Peak right at the top.
Very confusing considering she won for her album and is the first solo female artist to do so.